Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, August 28th. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Driving just got easier for the nearly 40,000 motorists who pass through Champaign's busiest highway interchange every day. Yesterday, a new five-story tall flyover ramp opened along westbound I-74. Officials say the ramp will allow drivers to more easily exit onto southbound I-57 towards Effingham. Illinois Secretary of Transportation Gia Biaggi says the new design will increase safety.
It's just flat out bigger. It can take more, but it's also safer, and that's absolutely critical. This was an interchange where we had trucks that were tipping over due to the angles and the curves, and so we've smoothed all of that out to make it safer, not just for trucks, but for everyone.
Another flyover ramp for eastbound I-74 to exit onto northbound I-57 is expected to open in 2026. The interchange first opened in 1965. The State Department of Transportation is spending $250 million on a reconstruction project. People who have survived shootings in Chicago say President Trump's threats to send in troops will make the city less safe. Eric Wilkins was shot decades ago on the city's south side. Since then, he's committed his life to violence prevention.
Trump is using all his tactics to tear the city apart when we're working from the grassroots to put it together. You know, we're not going to stand for it.
Wilkins and other leaders say what the city actually needs is more investment in community solutions to violence. Trump has cut that funding since taking office. A company that operates license plate reader cameras broke state law, according to the Secretary of State Alexi Janulius. Capital News Illinois reports Flock Security allegedly shared data with federal border officials, violating a state law that bars data from being shared for immigration or abortion-related investigations. The company is used by hundreds of police departments in Illinois and operates cameras in dozens of major cities, including Peoria, Champaign, Springfield, and many Chicago suburbs. The company admits it didn't have proper data sharing tools, but it denies Janulius' characterization of breaking state law. President Donald Trump has threatened to deploy the National Guard in Chicago, saying it's needed to address crime. Somer Von Benton went downtown to ask people how they feel about the possibility.
I find it offensive. I don't believe that there's a problem here that warrants that sort of behavior.
I'm pretty open to it. Crime is down, but, you know, you're still hearing every day of people getting shot, people getting stabbed. You know, and a lot of police saying, well, there's nothing I can do. I'm not saying it's right for them to bring the National Guards in, but we really need some stability in this area, with pretty much in the city.
Well, it really smacks of political revenge. He's out to punish blue cities and blue states. There's high crime in a lot of cities across the nation, but he's picking on the blue areas because he can.
Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 2 and 7 today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for a slight chance of a morning rain shower, otherwise partly cloudy skies with a high of 82 degrees and a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 56 degrees, a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 78 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 50 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 76 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, a conversation with Central Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski on politics and policy, both here in America and overseas.
I see what's happening in Gaza. I see the children that are starving. I saw that the World Health Organization has now officially called it a famine.
I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Before we start, Adeline, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited you're here. What was the best part of your internship at the Shedd Aquarium?
The best part was simply just seeing the animals every single day and being able to say that I work with such an amazing organization. Oh,
perfect. I can't wait to see all of the pictures that you took yourself. Here we go. On Thursday, August 28th, it's the grand reopening celebration of the Krannert Art Museum. This event goes until 7 p.m. It's at the Krannert Art Museum in Champaign. Celebrate with a ribbon cutting, new exhibitions, and live music.
Sí.
And on that same evening, it is the 81st annual Hoopston Sweet Corn Festival. Do you like sweet corn, Kimberly?
I honestly don't know the different type of corn that exists.
Me neither, but I think it would be still a great time to go to.
I think it'd be delicious.
It's at McFerrin Park in Hoopston, Illinois. You can enjoy carnival rides, live music, vendors, sweet corn, and more. And this runs through Monday.
On Friday, August 29th, it's the Casey Popcorn Festival, lots of festivals, starting at 4 p.m. This is in Fairview Park in Casey, Illinois. Enjoy live music, a carnival, and free popcorn all weekend. This also runs through Monday, September 1st.
And if you're looking for more live music, you can visit the Peoria Blues and Heritage Music Festival in Peoria Riverfront starting at 5 p.m. You can celebrate 35 years of music by the river with legendary musicians, including Tommy Castro and the Painkillers and Ruthie Foster.
What even try?
This is also happening on Saturday, August 30th.
Transparent words.
You can find out more at pbhfest.com.
And on Friday, August 29th, Shrek the Musical Junior is at 7 p.m. at Urbana High School. This is presented by the Penguin Project and the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. This production is performed by artists with developmental disabilities and their mentors who bring the comedic tale of the animated film to life. Shrek the Musical Junior runs through Sunday, August 31st. Visit cutheaterco.org for more information.
And on Saturday, August 30th, the Amish Country Cheese Festival. Now, I know you don't know a lot about the types of corn, but how about cheese?
I also don't know a lot about cheese, but I love cheddar cheese and spicy cheese.
All right. Well, then I think you should go to this event.
Anything yellow. I guess I don't know yellow foods, but I like them.
Starting at 9 a.m. in Arthur, Illinois, this event is running from August 30th through September 1st.
And on Saturday, August 30th, it's the all-white party at 10 p.m. at Neal Street Blues in Champaign. Celebrate Labor Day weekend in your freshest white clothing for this sixth annual event featuring live comedy, music, dancing, and food.
And on Sunday, August 31st, Moosapalooza 3, beginning at noon at Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana.
Now, for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a note before we go, some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Capital News Illinois, Katie O'Connell, Somer Van Benton, Kimberly Schofield, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.